I see the crystal raindrops fall, and the beauty of it all is when the sun comes shining through.
And one of the things I do want to point out is the difference between our rollback rate and this, and our tax rate of 6.0953 is about $7.7 million. And every bit of that has been allocated to infrastructure. We are not spending it on personnel or operations.
You know, this is Santa Rosa County talking about not doing the rollback rate. And this is something that all of your municipal and county governments have to do every year, is they have to decide on the millage, right? That's the percentage of your home's assessed value, allowing for all the various exemptions and the limitations on the amount it can increase every year due to, you know, there's all kinds of rules about that. But basically, the valuation of your home times a percentage is how much tax you pay on that home. And the basic idea of the rollback rate is, if you take all of the money that the county, let's use that as one example, take all the money that the county gained last year from tax payments from people who own homes, and then you take those same homes, okay, those same homes at their current assessed value, right, excluding new construction, what would the percentage, what would the millage have to be so that all of those, you know, same taxpayers would wind up basically paying the same total amount in the end? That's called the rollback rate. How much would you reduce the millage because the property values have gone up? How much would you reduce it to make the same amount? And that's what's called the rollback rate. Now, the state requires you to advertise going with a flat rate, like keeping the same millage rate, to advertise that as a tax increase, which, if you talk about tax increases in terms of the amount of money you pay, then it is. But nobody really talks about a tax increase that way. It's if you're keeping the same percentage. Like, for example, if you go to buy, I don't know, a car, okay? And there's a certain amount of sales tax that you pay on that car. And then next year, let's say, or maybe, you know, the inflation has gone up, right, as it has. And so the price of that car goes up. And then you pay the same percentage, but it's a higher number. Is that a tax increase? I mean, nobody talks about it that way, right? That's just the same. I mean, it does cost you more, but it's a percentage. So it's a weird thing the state requires this, and it's like we pretend as though we're increasing taxes when we're not really increasing taxes. And so they go through this every year to try to explain why. And obviously, with the, you know, the labor market being what it is and the challenge of getting good employees and the cost of everything with inflation being as high as it is, all of the counties and the cities are sticking with a flat rate. They're not increasing it. But if you're a taxpayer, you're paying a greater dollar amount in the end, and you're paycheck may not have gone up, so this can be a problem for some people. In any case, in Santa Rosa, all of the extra money that they're getting is going to go through infrastructure, not for what they call operational costs. So that's an interesting news note. Also, this is one of those, like, again, this is Santa Rosa note, but there were two projects that caught my attention as the, oh, wow, okay, these are very, very important projects for the people they affect.
Transportation projects, we have $5 million for River Birch Road widening, $2 million for the PD&E for the Navarre Beach Bridge, which is something we've talked about several times in the past year. So this will allow us to start that project.
So the Navarre Beach Bridge, they're doing the PD&E. That's the first look at see what our options are and where can we land it if we have to replace the, which has to be replaced. And then, you know, is it going to go from 87 due south over to the beach or some other place? Well, all of that's in the PD&E. So $2 million to spend on that's good. It needs to happen. So we're actually starting that process. And then the River Birch Road one caught my attention because that's this. They were approved to build, like, I think it's three very large subdivisions off of River Birch Road in the, I want to say that's the Holly area, but sometimes my geography fails me a little bit. It's sort of in the, you know, south and east of East Bay Boulevard, if I remember correctly. But the problem is that getting into that neighborhood is this little tiny, totally inadequate, like barely a driveway kind of road called River Birch Road. And you've got 600 or 700, I think, 100. I mean, it's a huge amount of homes that are in that area. It might only be 300 or 400, but it's a lot. It's a ton of homes. And they're trying to go out through that completely inadequate road. So finally going to widen that. And that's good news for the people who live in that area. I still almost can't believe that people drove in to see homes, drove through that road, and still bought a home there thinking, what? With this road? No way. 437-1620. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Taking a look around. Good news is we're not showing those slowdowns or delays right now. It looks a little slow. 29 southbound as you're headed towards Cervantes, but not showing a roadblock or anything. Just a little bit slow as you're headed towards that area. 29 accident-free. If you see an accident or a slowdown, you can text in your traffic tips. 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I got a quick correction on my location for the River Birch Road. It's in the Midway area off of Bergen Road. Sorry about that. For those who know it, and you'll forgive me for getting my description wrong, I apologize. But I always appreciate that, getting texted for corrections. I super appreciate the people who do that for us. Hey, we have a relatively new advertiser on the station, a couple of weeks now, maybe a month or so, but ProHealth Florida. And they're basically their healthcare clinic, okay? So they'll take care of your health needs, whether it is, you know, primary care, they'll take care of you. If it's an urgent care, they'll take care of you. 8 to 4 in Gulf Breeze, Pensacola, and Fort Walton. Also, Saturdays, that's Monday through Friday, Saturdays 8 to 1 at the Pensacola location next to Sam's Club. They have another Pensacola location on College. They have in Fort Walton, Crestview, Milton, Santa Rosa, Santa Rosa Beach in Gulf Breeze next to the Whataburger. So lots of locations around the area. 35 years, locally owned, female owned, best of the Bay, best of the Coast, best of Pensacola. And this is the thing that kind of sets them apart, is they have a ProHealth medical membership plan, $45 a month, as an alternative to insurance. Unlimited primary care visits with no copay. They've got Teladoc services included with that, annual physical flu shot, a discount on lab work that's already cheap. So just if that appeals to you, or you've had trouble getting insurance, you just want to find out more, check them out in person at one of the locations or prohealthfl.com.
What'd you do this time, Brad?
I'm in the doghouse after my hunting trip last weekend.
Yeah, I was too. I blew off our date.
How'd you get out of the doghouse?
Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. I got her a gift card. It took 3 minutes at swmedspa.com. She booked it this Saturday.
Saturday? So 9 holes then?
Tea times at 8.
To enjoy a hassle-free guys weekend, treat her to a gift card from Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. Follow Stillwater's on Facebook or Instagram to enter contests and win great prizes. Or visit swmedspa.com.
In the world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand these complications and have your back. Join us today at 10 o'clock on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us today on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10 on News Radio 1620 92.3 FM.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
Guy Benson talks to the big newsmakers every day from 2 to 4 before Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Also, today's temperature is going to rise up over 100 degrees, so that's a Jerry Curl alert. That's right, Jerry Curl alert. If you have a Jerry Curl, stay in the house or you'll end up with a permanent plastic helmet on your head forever.
I had completely forgotten that Samuel Jackson was the DJ in Do the Right Thing until we rewatched that recently. So, he's just great.
He's anyway. One of those people, like in Pulp Fiction, it's like, man, that's Samuel Jackson. And then you watch every movie ever and he's in them all. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, there you
right.
go.
Yeah, he's in everything. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines this morning. David?
A U.S. soldier detained in North Korea after crossing into the country without permission will be expelled. State-run media announced that decision today. They did not say when Private Travis King would be expelled from the nation, though. He was taken into custody, of course, after bolting across the DMZ during a tour rather than come back to the U.S. The Writers Guild of America strike is over after 148 days. The WGA has voted unanimously to end the strike, that coming after writers and film studios finished some negotiations for a new 3-year deal. And Mr. McKay, today is National Corned Beef Hash Day.
We've been eating corned beef hash since the 1800s. It's an American dish with Irish roots. Corned beef was a good substitute for bacon in recipes in America. And much cheaper. So today, embrace America and Ireland and have some corned beef hash. And while you're at it, throw a poached egg on top and celebrate the French. I'm Bree Tennis, NBC News Radio.
And just like that, I'm hungry.
And a little hollandaise sauce. And by the way, the irony of that is corned beef is not cheaper than bacon these days.
No.
It is the same or more.
Well, that's true.
Bacon. But yeah, a little bit of your Crisco, a little bit of your Italian seasoning, some salt and pepper, some cut up potatoes and a little corned beef.
We all need to go to CJ's.
Little onions.
Cafe.
Mm-hmm, that's good stuff. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. Corned beef hash, one of the rare foods that is adequate out of the can.
Oh, it's so good.
I mean,
yeah, I could eat it. Right out of the can.
Fresh is better, but it's, you know, nobody complains about corned beef hash out of the can.
Oh, you can make it fresh?
Yeah. That's what you do when you like you make your corned beef like for St. Patrick's Day, and you can do leftovers where you make the hash.
Yeah.
That's a good time at my house.
I still use it.
821 on News Radio 92.3. What else do we have going on? Oh, conversation in Santa Rosa County about impact fees. Now, this is not like the conversation from this week. This is actually the conversation from the budget meeting last week, but it's kind of all the same stuff. This is where all the drama began, is Sam Parker had wanted to put kind of a one-year moratorium on the conversation about impact fees and Colton Wright.
If I had to pick, I think we, and this will probably get used against me, but I think we slow roll on the impact fees and we make sure we do all of our due diligence. And I think we look at staff focuses on the additional half cent on the 2024 ballot and how we could do that and how that would be focused only for transportation and stormwater.
Yeah, and you know, the idea there is that you've got different funding sources. Okay, you're going to come up for the reauthorization for the first half cent. You're going to come up with a possible authorization for a second half cent. In Escambia, we have a cent and a half. The schools are the third half, I believe is the case. And so Santa Rosa, which has historically not been really big on this, but that's going to be a question. And that's what Sam Parker brought up the other day, not in connection with the impact fee, but in connection with things like the alternative subdivision plan is, you know, it's time to build a little bit of trust with the population. And, you know, if we're going to ask them to fund this half cent, continue to fund the half cent, then, you know, they got to trust us that we're, you know, going to use the money wisely. And so where you get your money for infrastructure is going to be the conversation, right? Are you going to get it from the LOST? Are you going to get from impact fees? I mean, God knows where else you might get it from, but, you know, those are kind of the conversations. And basically Sam Parker is saying, look, the economy is in turmoil. It's an uncertainty. And we got inflation, we got interest rates, it's hard to borrow money, people are skittish about investing. And he didn't quite say it this way, but I understood him to mean that uncertainty is bad for business. And he was trying to create some certainty among investors, builders, business owners, or potential creators that impact fees would not be coming in the next year, and so make your plans. Because, you know, uncertainty in the political realm creates for basically reluctance in the business realm. You want to slow down an economy, you can raise interest rates, or you can just have political uncertainty. Because that'll make people like kind of tighten up and be like, you know, not right now. Well, if maybe, maybe not impact fees, that's what he's, I think, getting at. And so I can understand that. On the other hand, Kerry Smith, who wants the conversation about impact fees, as David has been correctly reporting all morning, he thought it was inappropriate to bring this up in that meeting because it wasn't on the agenda. And how dare you, I mean, which is a fair concern, how dare you put a moratorium on something that wasn't even on the agenda?
I think this is a bad direction. This is something that's not even called for on this agenda. This is kind of coming up. And if we are serious about going after local option sales tax, to throw this out there right now, that's a lot worse than what we were doing yesterday.
In a way that, you know, because there are a lot of people that want impact fees, and there are a lot of people that do not want impact fees. But Sam Parker just kind of, you know, in his way, many different times kind of explaining his point of view. And also just that the challenge of figuring out where people are at and what you can do that's going to differ from what the people seem to want or what you might have to do that is kind of what they want, and how that leads him in thinking about this conversation about impact fees.
Like you said, it'll get used as sound bites what I'm about to say, but quite frankly, 2019, in my opinion, I had somebody say, you know, you got to remember people make decisions, i.e. vote, with their heart more than when they're hit. And I use that just like yesterday with alternative subdivisions. I actually had people calling me today like, hey, you know, that was a good thing, but I understand why you did it, you know, because sometimes you don't try to say, well, hey, kind of like how Andrew McKay said it. Sometimes you try to do the right thing by going against the public because you have information, and sometimes you try to do the right thing about going with the public because you understand public trust and sentiment.
Right. I mean, if you, you know, you can't just be finger in the wind all the time and figuring out what the public wants. Otherwise, why not? Why have a representative democracy and just have direct democracy? But also, you know, sometimes you got to lead. You know, you might know more, you might have better information, and people might be misinformed or acting on emotion or whatever. And so there's going to be times when you got to lead by telling people what's the right thing to do and do it, even if they don't all, if they're not all on board. But political power comes from a mandate from the masses, right? And if you do that too often and people don't see the benefit of doing it that way too often, well, you'll find yourself a leader without followers. And then you find yourself a new line of work. And so that's something that they've always got to be thinking about, especially because, you know, next year's election cycle, right? Next year is where people are, you know, districts 1, 3, and 5 are going to be up for re-election next year. So that's on everybody's mind. 826 on News Radio 92.3. Candy's got traffic for us.
All right, 110 southbound. This is exit 2. Florida Highway Patrol is on scene. The left lane is blocked at that exit, and traffic is backed up. Very slow. Again, that's 110 southbound. Road rangers are on site. Again, that's near exit 2. And thank you for texting that in. If you have traffic tips, text them in, 437-1620. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Just to be clear, that's road rangers, not road ragers, right? Just a
rangers, okay, right. Yeah, well, maybe us, both.
Well, you never know. You know, you don't want to close off the possibility. Candy, thanks so
don't
much
road
for the
rage
update.
Yeah, nothing will come of it.
Hey, if you are speaking of driving in traffic, if you're thinking about that next vehicle, Frontier Motors has a great selection of almost new vehicles. You know, cars that are 1, 2, 3 years old, low miles, great condition. A lot of them come back from leases. That's what our Honda Odyssey came back from, a lease from Orlando, actually. And then, you know, it didn't sell. I don't know why. But I'm glad, because Frontier then bought it at auction and brought it back here and sold it to us at a great price. So, you know, benefit to me. I get a car I can drive for a long time. My wife loves it, so we're happy. But that's what they specialize in. And when you go there, they have like 300, but they're all kind of grouped by type. So if you want to look at the pickups, they're all over here. So you don't have to kind of go all over the lot to look at the pickups or the sedans or the vans or the, you know, whatever it is, the sports cars. And so you can kind of pick your type of car and then go sit in a bunch of them, drive a bunch of them, sample like the buffet of good quality, almost new cars. That's what Frontier has. Serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. 827 on News Radio 92.3. Oh, this is going to be one of those raise your concern, alleviate your concern. Okay, so I'm going to scare you and then unscare you all at the same time. If you look at a wind map, and I'm not sure that you would go around browsing this often, but if you look at a wind map of what's going on right now in the weather, there is a circulating system in the Gulf just about even with the very tip of New Orleans and due south of the state line, Alabama to Florida. And if you look at it, I had somebody text me and said, Andrew, should we be concerned about this? Nobody's talking about it. And it's a wind circling system that kind of, you know, you look at it and you're like, oh, that's the bad stuff. And it's like right on our doorstep. So I did what a news person is supposed to do. Instead of going with my own gut, deep knowledge of meteorology, I called the National Weather Service in Mobile, talked to Cody, and Cody said, no, man, you're good. That's not a problem. It's not going to tighten. It's not going to accelerate. It's got some associated rain and things, and so it's going to be a little bit rough for boaters right now, but it's not going to form into anything. We're not concerned about that. And that's the difference between people who just kind of look at it as a layman and people who really look at it as a profession. And I very much appreciate the guidance of the professionals on something like this. I'm always happy when I can tell you not to worry. That makes me happy. Yeah. We mentioned this before briefly, but, you know, since I haven't dated in 27 years, you know, I don't really care all that much about all these dating apps, but Tinder, you know, I know enough to know culturally swipe and swipe. Okay, I get that. But apparently Tinder has a new option for the super cool people. $500 a month. Tinder Select for the one percenters. And they don't mean the one percenters financially. They mean the one percenters of desirables. So this is like a super select secret, you know, velvet rope version of Tinder that you're going
to
be paying.
Do you have to be picked, or can you just pay
they
for it?
They pick you.
Yeah.
Invite only.
Well, there goes that. Yeah, not that I have to worry about it either.
I kind of want to sign up for Tinder to see if I get invited. Yeah. I would not get invited.
My ride's closed.
You have to match up with their 5-point select screen, verified photo, and then you get to decide. Okay, because you can be operating on like the regular Tinder, and they'll have like a badge that's like star, you know, for you, star belly sneeches. And then, but you can choose to display or to hide it, depending on whether you want more or less, you know, action from being the star belly type, I guess. So there you go, $500 a month.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. An American soldier who fled to North Korea in July, Travis King, is in U.S. custody now after being deported to China, first reported by the Associated Press.
The North said King confessed to illegally entering the North because he harbored, quote, ill feeling against inhuman maltreatment and racial discrimination within the U.S. Army and was disillusioned about the unequal U.S. society.
Fox's Greg Palcott. Tonight's the second Republican presidential debate of the campaign.
Seven GOP candidates will take the stage and make their pitch to the American public as to why they should be the next Republican nominee for president. Asa Hutchinson not qualifying, Doug Burgum being the last candidate to qualify. Ron DeSantis will be in the center of the stage. He's polling the highest, but his numbers have been sliding since the last time we saw him on the debate stage.
Fox business correspondent Madison Allworth at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in Simi Valley, California. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now, 73 degrees. It is mostly cloudy here in Pensacola today. Impact fees, the top issue in Santa Rosa County right now. And during this week's committee meeting, Commissioner Kerry Smith took issue with a vote that happened last week during the budget workshop to table the discussion on those impact fees until next year.
We basically directed staff to just drop working on impact fees until October of next year. That's what my understanding is. And that's something that it just does not bode well with me to go all the way to October of 2024 to see where we're at.
And Smith, as well as several residents, said that new construction impact fees are needed in Santa Rosa County to help offset infrastructure costs. Back over the summer, Duncan Associates completed an updated study. They recommended the impact fees be set between $1,911 and $2,254 for a single-family home, depending on the size. Well, there's been a lot of infighting among Milton City Council leaders, and a contract is now in place, though, for Scott Collins to take over as city manager.
Our city attorney knows that. He knew it from the beginning that it was a disturbing process the way it happened. I made that very clear. And made the record reflect that the attorney is frowning at me.
That last week from Councilwoman Marilyn Farrow. Of course, Collins, despite all of the issues at the council, has agreed and signed a 21-month contract. He'll start his job as Milton City Manager on October 2nd. And the city started renegotiating with him on September 12th. After he wrote a letter to the city saying he was still interested in that job. Escambia County School Board member Kevin Adams says he'd like to see a new high school built on the OLF 8 property in Beulah.
In my opinion, should be a medium-sized high school going in that northwest corner on 50 acres, right there. In my opinion, I think when you look down 4 years from now, with the growth going in between Tate and Pine Forest, it's going to be humongous. It's going in, whether we like it or not.
Adams says over 5,200 single-family and 1,600 multifamily homes are either being discussed or actively in the process of being built in the Beulah area. He says impact fees for those developments could pay for that potential school as well. He says that's something Superintendents Malcolm Thomas and Tim Smith had wanted to discuss with the county previously. The city of Pensacola says Bay Bluffs Park is going to be closed indefinitely. It's been deemed unsafe. Mayor D.C. Reeves estimates it's going to take over $1 million to make the repairs the park needs. That's a whole lot more than the initial $200,000 that had been allocated for.
This is a park that was built before I was born, and it's outdoor on an eroding bluff. This is a hard park to maintain, and frankly, generationally hasn't had much maintenance put into it.
And some of the repairs needed, including unleveled deck boards, damaged stair beams, and broken guardrails. Reeves says the city, though, is still pursuing grants and other funding opportunities to try to make those repairs. It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. And Candy has a look at our traffic on the 5.
I have to bend down to do the microphone because it'll break. This is what? I know. Is this cool, y'all? jealous, ladies? This report brought to you by Wendy's Breakfast, two for $3, the Biggie Bundles. And with Wendy's new Breakfast, two for $3 Biggie Bundles, you can choose the pair you want. Limited time only during breakfast hours. U.S. price participation may vary, not valid in a combo at single item at regular price. As we take a look at our... Engineering traffic, 110 southbound at exit 2. Florida Highway Patrol and Road Rangers are on site. The left lane is blocked. Again, that's 110 southbound. The left lane blocks. So use caution there wherever you are. And if you have a traffic tip, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Thank you, Candy. And now our Channel 3 weather.
Skies today will be mostly cloudy and highs will be in the mid 80s. It looks like we'll see mostly cloudy skies and there is a chance for rain. It's about a 50% chance. If we end up with more sunshine, though, of course, those temperatures could be warmer. And heading into Thursday, also a 50% chance for rain. A jump ahead to the weekend shows a lot of sunshine and most likely dry weather. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
And right now we've got 73 in Pensacola, 76 in Gulf Breeze, 73 in Milton.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. For almost a decade, I've been telling you about my friends at Frontier Motors in Pensacola. The biggest reason is they help my listeners save thousands of dollars when purchasing a slightly used car over a brand new one. Consumer Reports says the average new car depreciates a whopping $9,200 in the first year alone. That's crazy. So if you're thinking new, don't. Go see Frontier Motors and see how much they can save you on a current year car with very low miles. And if your goal is to get out of debt, bring Frontier Motors your car and they can write you a check on the spot. Frontier Motors can also do consignments and they don't charge a fee or a commission. Frontier Motors have been helping the people in the Pensacola area for 21 years. They are the go-to dealer for free advice when it comes to buying or selling a car. Please go see my friends at Frontier Motors. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey sent you.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Hey, this is Andrew McKay, and it's hurricane season, and we are ready with informative, local, and dependable coverage. Our Storm Experience News team will be here for you with breaking information, including reports from both the Escambia and Santa Rosa County Emergency Operations Centers, live press conferences and interviews with officials, and comprehensive and accurate coverage, along with our TV partners at WEAR Channel 3. We'll help you through the storm. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Well, we've got a bit of a mixed open this morning. The Dow right now trying to recover from that huge loss yesterday. It's up 410 at 33,622.98. S&P 500 up 1125 at 42,85.59. And the NASDAQ right now is up 59.99 at 13,123.60. Our 10-year bond rate is down at 4.51% today. Gold prices are down $1,260 at $1,907.20. Silver prices down as well at $2,283. And Bitcoin up today, $490.43 at $26,711. The Hollywood writers' strike might be over, but the union that the SAG-AFTRA actors strike presses on, and now the SAG-AFTRA union has received authorization for another strike against video game production companies. Representatives from SAG-AFTRA now are in contract talks with multiple video game production companies, and if those talks break down, union leadership is okay to strike against them as well. Elon Musk says he'll be visiting the U.S.-Mexico border to examine border security this week. The tech billionaire talked with Congressman Tony Gonzalez about the massive number of people coming across the border right now. And 25 years ago today, Google was born. Today's dominant search engine started as a PhD project at Stanford University in 1998. Now, the parent company Alphabet is one of the most influential in the world with a market cap of more than $1.6 trillion. 8:40, our next news at 9, and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
Start your mornings with Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News 5 to 9. Followed by the Pensacola Expert Panel, or Pep Talk. Then, join the national news conversation with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins at 11. Fox News Guy Benson takes over at 2. And Joe and Gracie wrap up your workday from 4 till 7. And then, Dave Ramsey takes over.
On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm going to have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, Candy, got a question for you.
Yeah.
This is going to be a, it's not a trick question per se, but it's just a knowledge question. Have you ever heard of the Scandinavian sleep method?
I have.
Oh, okay. All right.
It's separate duvets, right?
That's exactly it. The Scandinavian sleep method popularized in, well, Denmark, Norway, and Sweden. You know, those
so Scandinavia?
That's right. I guess Finland is out, but okay, fine, whatever. So the practice is using two twin blankets, or comforters, or duvets, mm-hmm. or you know, whatever you use, as opposed to one big blanket. And the Scandinavians love it, and they say there's some influencer has come out with a video. I don't care about all that, but you know, 3.5 million views, and which
kinda... is how I found out. I watched that video.
Oh, okay,
right.
All
that's
right.
How I know what it's called.
Showing that
on TikTok.
The Scandinavian sleep method is an mm-hmm. absolute game changer. 10 out of 10
it
recommend.
Is.
This is how we speak now. Okay, fine. So 437-1620, here's my question. We asked the mayor this question earlier, and he said one large, I'll say duvet.
No, that
you know,
makes
whatever,
sense. Yeah,
comforter.
Sure.
And then, you know, of course, the dog is in there as the duvet weight.
Yes.
You know, holding it in place, which is a good peacemaking device, right?
Because Leonard Reeves.
Right. Leonard Reeves. One doesn't pull and push against the other because
right.
the dog is always in the way. So 437-1620, in your marital bed, or your almost marital bed, or whatever you want to describe it as, are you a one or a two duvet family? 437-1620, 437-1620. Candy? Not to get too personal here, but
we're a five, and I'll tell you why. No, because I like a lot of blankets.
What's
and
going
it's not
on
just
in
the
your home?
Stuff.
How many
nothing,
people
nothing.
Are in
I
that
have,
bed?
I went to a, what are they called? Like an estate sale, and I bought this blanket because it was a couple of dollars, and the lady's name was Wilma that had passed because I bought a thing. So we call it the Wilma. So I have this Wilma,
see.
And it's so comfortable. And then I look, it's from Kirkland's, who has the best blankets in the whole wide world. So I went there and bought like a handful of Wilmas for $15. I know. But they're so comfortable.
Just to sum up, you have five... A capability
these
five people
plaid...
in your bed, and you went and bought a bunch of Wilmas at
I
the
wish.
Store.
No,
okay,
but,
go on,
so we,
go
but
on.
We do. We have separate blankets because I'll run hot or mm-hmm. run cold. But I recently had to. He started calling me the Fisher King and said he looked like I had a homeless encampment on the bed. So
that's a Robin Williams movie. That's
yeah,
great.
Yeah, I
right.
know, and I hoard too. So that
it's
wasn't
not a
helpful.
Moment.
That was one of our fights this year, anyway. So, but yeah, we have a lot of blankets. But he has his own Wilma.
Okay.
It's yellow, right. And then I have the four other Wilmas.
All right, fair enough.
Sometimes you could use them as pillows. They're very handy. Everybody should get a
is
Wilma.
Is it a comforter? Is it?
No. They're just like a plaid blanket that's, I don't know,
okay.
maybe 4x6 blanket or whatever.
So I will say this. In our home, this almost struck me as comical for how obvious it is that this is the right way to do things. Like, I was surprised to find out that there were people discovering the two comforter method, because that's
oh, it's
we've
a
done,
game changer.
Like, we've done this for years, and I don't know that there's any particular reason for it, but it has all kinds of benefits. Like, you don't fight anymore about that. You know, there's no I'll pull you pull. Yeah. You don't have that. For us, it's we just because we sleep in a weird way because I go to bed earlier than she does. You know, I go to bed at like midnight. She goes to bed at like 2, and then I get up at 4, and then she gets up at like 8 or 9. So the problem of like disturbing somebody else if you have different sleep times is always alleviated if you have different, bedding.
Yeah, that doesn't stop Darren. It's like a marching band.
Yeah. Hey, where's my Wilma?
No, just kidding.
And so, and also, I mean, we always sleep with a fan, okay? And we actually have heads at different ends of the bed because my wife likes to be facing the fan and I like to be as far away from it as possible. I don't like
we
it blowing on my
yeah.
face, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And she likes that. So, yeah. So we actually sleep kind of I don't know, our heads are as far away from each other as possible, which also helps for the snoring. Not hers, mine.
Same.
You know, right? Gosh. So this is like, I don't know how you accomplish that if you don't have split sheets, which we do.
Oh, you have split sheets?
Well, not
too?
Sheets. We just, you know, we just don't share that stuff.
Sure, sure.
It's betting on one side, betting on the other side, which works great. I'm telling you, it is. I don't know about game changer. It's just like, I can't imagine doing it. I can. Because if we go to a hotel or if we go stay, you know, for vacationing at mom-in-law's house or something like that, then all of a sudden we're discovering all the pain that all the rest of you deal with all the time. 437-1620. All right, actually, let's get the traffic in here before we take the text. I got a bunch of texts in here. Candy's got traffic on the five.
See, I always say we should go eat at a restaurant after the show, like all the time, so we can all get to know each other, everybody. Mm-hmm. But now I think we should all have a slumber party.
Bring all the Wilmas.
Yes, we can bring all the Wilmas. I'll bring you Wilmas. 9.5 mile and 29 showing an accident, but not showing a roadblock this morning. Davis and Olive, a little slow course in that area after a vehicle crash with a roadblock. And then 110 southbound, this is near exit 2. There's an accident. The left lane is blocked. Again, right near exit 2 at 110 southbound. If you have traffic tips, text them in, 437-1620, alongside your blanket stuffs. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, if you need any kind of heating or air conditioning or plumbing or electrical, Peden, they will take care of you. When you call them, you know you're going to get good quality products, a good professional installation, and 100% satisfaction guarantee. And like right now, they've got a couple of specials going on. One of them is that if you sign up for a Peden Smart Care membership maintenance plan, you get routine maintenance for just $35 a month. So whatever the problem is, they'll take care of it, routine maintenance. You can enjoy priority scheduling over non-members. So if there's some kind of a, you know, crisis that has a lot of people needing service, you get to the front of the line, which is very nice. 15% discount on any repairs or any upgrades, and a 5% discount on major replacements and waived after-hours emergency service fees. Wouldn't that be nice? You don't have to worry when you call, because whenever you need it done, you don't want to be like the, man, the AC went out on a Friday afternoon, but I don't want to pay the extra. Let's wait till Monday in the heat, right? Like, so that's kind of what that bypasses. Anyway, Peden, air conditioning, heating, electrical, and plumbical.
Plumical. That's what they are, though.
air conditioning, heating, electrical, and plumbing. Find out more at Peden, PEDEN.com. All right, back to these texts. The question is, do you practice the Scandinavian method in your bed? And in case you're just joining us, that's nothing lurid. That's just having two separate sets of bedding so that you pull and the other, there's no impact, right? Because you have separate duvets or comforters or whatever you sleep with, but it's separate, okay? 437-1620. Somebody here says, we have one large one on the whole bed, and each of us have two individual blankets. I'm not sure that solves anything, but okay, fine. Because if you're still sharing something, you're right? One large duvet, and I'm Scandinavian. Not by that practice. Somebody here says, one duvet, the husband uses it because I run too hot. Oh, well, that's a separate bedding issue, right? That's, you're just without and he's got it all, but okay, fair enough. One comforter and two 50-pound bulldogs. Oh, extra doggage. I got that. 437-1620.
Men like don't two dog night.
Yeah, there you go. Almost a band name. Men don't have a choice. One blanket or two. I get a 1 foot strip of the bed, and the wife and the cat get everything else. Fight back, friend. Fight back. Gain territory 1 inch at a time. Somebody here says, I have sheets and a comforter on my bed, but I don't sleep underneath them. I sleep on top of them with a thin blanket. Okay, so there's no fighting in that case. Somebody says, you go to bed at midnight and wake up at 4. Well, I mean, last night I went to bed at 1. I don't know. Just things happen, you know, staying up. But I take a nap or two. So, you know, don't worry about me.
God, I'd be doing heavy drugs. I cannot. I don't know how you do it. He does none of them.
Let's see. 437-1620. One king and a wife uses the extra pillows and stuffed animals to stuff in between us because I use the bed jet. What is that? Is that a...
I can tell you what that is. That's right. Awesome. It's a... I'm trying to think of how to explain it.
Is it an air system? Or
yeah,
it
looks like, you know, the thing that inflates the cat, or big inflatable cat, that big fan?
Yeah.
That's what it looks like, and it slides into your bed, and it keeps it cool.
Oh, okay.
I can say that as a menopausal lady.
I got you. I'm following
Man, I know all of the air.
The bed jet. I'm intrigued by this
concept.
Bed jet's
cool.
Somebody here says that we have one comforter, unfortunately two small dogs, but we've been to Norway, so after a few glasses of wine this weekend, I think I'm going to propose two twin comforters to my wife. Wish me luck.
It's amazing. And you can buy a duvet cover and just stuff a comforter inside. It's cheaper.
I love how he's got like this whole plan. Like, I'm gonna get us a little bit tipsy, and then I'm going to propose a big lifestyle change for us in the bedroom that's going to involve, you know, new bedding. We sleep camping style, bottom sheet only, separate blankets. Somebody here says, oh my God, first introduction of the Scandinavian sleep method, and we are one king size. It's always a struggle for whether the blanket's up or down. This does sound like a game changer. I think we're going to have to try it. Hey, look, in marriage, you're just trying to cut down the friction zones, right? That's what you're doing. Lastly here, my husband will sleep under the comforter with the 100-pound dog weight, but I also have my boyfriend, which is a throw blanket. Or the body pillow, you can do that. I've had the boyfriend from before we met, so the boyfriend never touches him, just me. I love this. This is hilarious. Another story, went shopping for a bed, and I mentioned in front of the sales lady that the bed needed to be big enough for us and the boyfriend. Her eyes grew to the size of dinner plates, I can imagine. But those are fun right. conversations to not have.
No, there's plenty of like regular people that actually do that. Weird. I can't imagine.
Now, see, somebody took this all the wrong way. Dude. You guys are kitty corner with your head, so you snuggle with your wife's feet and your face. No, it's a big bed. There's distance all around. That's
yeah,
not
we
an
have
issue.
A king, but we do sleep opposite. Yeah. Unless it's really cold, that's the one time that we will share all the Wilmas.
Conserve your heat. 8:51 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and insulation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
For a limited time only, when you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
All the big national news in a conversation with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins from 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm going to make this decision easy for you, okay? Just what does your heart tell you? I'm sorry to hear that.
Don't be afraid of your freedom!
What I want, any old time. I said I'm free to do what I want, any old time.
Working with the city attorney's office, we believe that the 3 feet, the 36-inch solution is the most viable and most enforceable solution, not getting too far into the weeds on 38. We have sidewalks that are 38, 40, 42, 40, over all these years of time that the 36-inch, when you're trying to do something citywide, is probably the cleanest way for us to be able to enforce.
So this is the D.C. Reeves talking at the Agenda Conference on Monday about the sidewalk ordinance. Remember, the idea was to basically bring everything into the same kind of compliance as far as making sure that there's space on the sidewalks for ADA compliance and making sure that people in wheelchairs, walkers, just pedestrians can get by okay. And they kind of had some discussions about this, and some people had brought up some pretty important points. Carolyn Growey from the Center for Independent Living had brought up that a lot of concerns about this ordinance. Sherry Myers had done some talking about this ordinance and not happy with it. And what the mayor came back with was a very simple version of this, which is, as he said there, that they're going to require a 3-foot minimum clear space on all city sidewalks, regardless of the size of the sidewalk, except on downtown on Palafox, they're going to take 6 feet.
The one amendment we were going to make is a 6-foot wide, is to keep 6 feet clear on Palafox Street. And the reason we want to do that is because we have so many LTUs, more than any other area of the city on a single street, that are already required to keep 6 feet. So we would have this issue where you'd have three or four storefronts in a row that already have to keep 6 feet, and then you'd have one that's three, and then you'd have several more that are six, et cetera. So after doing our due diligence, as we said we would, that those are the two thoughts or recommendations that we had.
Yeah, so 6 feet, and because you have a lot of these restaurants that have license to use LTUs, that allows them to, you know, put their tables out there, whatever, and just trying to create some consistency, which is, I mean, definitely an issue on Palafox and making sure that that's the case. But also, you know, and I know Charles Bear had kind of brought up a scenario. Well, what if I've got a 3.5-foot sidewalk and I decide to, you know, use the extra 6 inches of space for something, you know, hypothetical, which are fair. I mean, it's fair because how this, you know, actually works when you get somebody out enforcing the ordinance on a city street or on a city sidewalk, what is it going to look like? And DC says, you know, look, the goal is not to ticket people. The goal is just to create a mechanism so that we can clear the sidewalks, and a warning is really the goal.
And also keep in mind the 36 inch thing. This is if you're impeding it, if your garbage can's in the way, excuse me, anything else is in the way, you know, you have the ability to correct it. This is not, you're going to come stick a, you know, a ticket on someone that it's on the 6 inches. It's that if you have cars that are parked there days and days at a time, it gives us the ability to do something about it, you know? And so, I mean, I think with any ordinance, we could probably come up with gotcha scenarios of, you know, what if it's 1 inch over or not. All we're trying to do is give our folks the ability to better enforce the clear pathway for ADA compliance. That's really what we're trying to do here, is improve what we already have.
Yeah, that's the goal. So they'll take that up at tomorrow night's city council meeting, and you know, that'll be the final. That's the second reading version of it. So if you're interested, that'll be on the agenda tomorrow night. 8:56 News Radio 92.3. Candy's got traffic for us.
A little slow near Olive and Davis after an accident this morning, and it looks like 29 and 9.5 miles showing an accident. Just a little slow southbound, 110 southbound. That accident has been cleared. And if you have a traffic tip, you can always text it in, 437-1620. Pep Talk with Jan Casey is coming up. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Very good. Hey, if you are in the market, or maybe just kind of maybe in the market to buy a home or to sell a home, maybe you rent and you're thinking about moving into something you own, or maybe you do own and you want to size up or size down, or you know, maybe you're trying to buy a rental. I mean, I don't know. It could be all kinds of things. Christina Leavenworth, you know, give her a call. Bounce the ideas off her. She loves talking with folks. And I know that your sense might be, well, she's pretty busy, right? I mean, she sold 230 homes last year. That's almost five a week. How much free time does she really have? Well, first of all, when you sell them so efficiently, you know, it's not like she's spending 3 months selling a home, okay? So when you sell them efficiently, that cuts down. But also, I don't know. She and her team just managed to make you feel like you're the only client they have. I don't know how they do it. I would not be able to do it, but I do radio. She does real estate and does it extremely well. But also, she tells me specifically, I love talking to new people. Even if it doesn't wind up being a deal, that's okay. I just love meeting people and talking with them and helping people understand real estate. I'm kind of a, you know, nerd about it. I'm passionate about it. And so give her a call and, you know, bounce ideas off her. And you can say, you know, Andrew says I can call you and ask questions. You know what she'll say? Mm-hmm. When do you want to get together? No problem. Or do you just want to talk on the phone? I mean, you know, whatever. That's it. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinky Realty. 8:58 on News Radio 92.3. Time for?
We started a blanket fight, Future News.
Oh, all the people that want to come to the slumber party that I guess we're going to be having now.
I think we should have a lock-in. We can show horror movies and eat popcorn.
That'd be great.
Yes.
We could play pranks on each other and buy
silly
string.
I know. Somebody's hand can go in warm water. Looking at you, Joey Saboka.
Just wow, kidding. That went pranky fast.
Okay, I'm just kidding. I love her.
who's going to win the debate tonight? Who's going to have a good showing?
Nikki Haley.
Yeah.
Because she was so good last time.
She did have a good showing. I think DeSantis. Anybody going to have a catastrophe tonight?
No, I don't think so.
Chris Christie.
No, he's not. I like watching him, though, because he's very loud.
Yeah, he is. I mean, nobody argues with that description.
Right. I mean, if he could get another topic besides
Supreme
I don't like Trump,
Supreme Court going
great,
to gonna put a stay on the execution of Michael Duncan, Zach?
No, I think
no,
he's going to pass, right?
If you know what he did, and you, this is a perfectly appropriate use of the death penalty.
Yeah.
All right, that's it.
Listen
Dan's up
on
next.
Air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio.